the pictures of the first Christmas. I had not known that they had gone into the church and celebrated. So today I bring to the church family Merry Christmas from the Dominican Republic, the church in the mountains. If you notice those last few pages, excuse me, that's where all the children and all were meeting inside of the church in which you have been a part of building. And I praise God for that. I'll be going there in 2 weeks and we will have the first worship service in the church. The church in the mountain there in San Elena. So let's be in prayer for that. If you'd like to take part in that and share in that, there's ways that you can do that. But coming into focus of what God is doing, so neat to think about. Somewheres over the waters, you're making a difference in the lives of people. Did you see how many children were there? I mean, boy, they were tons of them. Tons of them. This is so neat. Today we're going to be thinking about something very special. We're taking lessons in the desert. And as we go to these lessons in the desert, kind of a quick synopsis of this is don't get smart with God. Okay, we talked about that this morning, about watching our mouth a little bit. And so there's kind of a theme that we're running with. And that theme is live by the Word in total obedience to the One deserving our undivided worship and service. Now that's the summary of the lessons in the desert. I tell you what, just for practice, let's see if we can read that together. Let's try that. Live by the Word in total obedience to the One deserving our undivided worship and service. Inside of those words right there, you will hear the lessons in the desert. Because what you find in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, and I just like to focus in on the words of the Lord Jesus as He was being tempted. And looking at that light, the Scripture teaches us several different things. First of all, He teaches us to live by the Word. In fact, Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Then, not only do we live by the Word, but we live in obedience. And we're going to read this where it says, "Ye shall not tempt the Lord your God." Then we're going to live in worship. As Jesus was telling Satan to go away, He said, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve." Last week, we took a journey with the Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit led him out into the wilderness. We know it was the Holy Spirit leading him for a reason and for a purpose. When He got him out there, Jesus was to be tempted. And who was He be tempted by? One who could do the job. And He was tempted by none other than the devil himself. So the Spirit led him. Jesus came under spiritual discipline. What did He do? He fasted for 40 days. Then, following that fast for 40 days, when He was hungry, the tempter came along and said, "If you're the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." In other words, prove yourself. Prove who you are. And Jesus responded to him by saying, "Man shall not live by bread alone." In other words, the Lord Jesus, He laid upon the authority of the Word of God and the words that proceed out of the mouth of God. I'd like to read to you our text this morning. And then we're going to do something different, guys, in just a few moments, okay? But verses 4, I'm going to read verses, begin with verse 1. "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards He was hungry. When the tempter came to Him, He said, 'If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread.' And He answered and said, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.' Then the devil took Him up into a holy place on the pinnacle of the temple and said to Him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He shall give His angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone.' Jesus said to him, 'It is written, ye shall not tempt the Lord your God.'" And that is our focus this morning. Ye shall not tempt the Lord your God. As we go through this, I'd like for you to recognize several things. We're going to be trusting God. But the battle, Who is the battle with? Our battle is with evil. Our battle is with evil that is command that is under the command of the devil himself. Where did he take him to? Our battle's under evil now. Where did he take him to? He took him to Jerusalem. Why Jerusalem? That was the spiritual capital of the world. He took him to Jerusalem. What did he do there? He took him on a high pinnacle, the highest point of the temple, the religious center, and said, "Now that you are the Son of God, prove you are the Son of God. Jump down and let the angels catch you, and then you are going to know." So what is the battle? The battle is Satan's coming out and Satan's word. The basic truth right here that we want to recognize is that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. So what was the challenge? And he said, "If thou be the Son of God, cast yourself down." So what are we looking here? What's the basic truth? Jesus is the Son of God. There's a doctrine to be looked at, and that is, "For it is written." In other words, the Word of God is the authority for all truth. Who spoke the Word of God right here? Remember, it was Satan. And you know what Satan did? Satan took these words out of the Bible and he put them before the Lord Jesus. But any time Satan opens up his mouth, what is it? It's a lie. Anytime Satan opens his mouth, you know, I'm not picking on politicians, but you ever heard somebody say, you know when a politician's lying? When he's talking, when he opens up his mouth, you know, that's Satan. Anytime, now I'm not down on politicians today, but I have heard that. But anytime Satan opens up his mouth, he can even speak truth. But when Satan speaks the truth, it's surrounded by a lie. And so therefore we find this old slewfoot, we find Lucifer doing this. So the doctrine is the Word of God is the authority for all truth. And then we see what Jesus was saying. Jesus said, "It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." In other words, refuse to put God to test. Refuse to put God to the test. And how did he do that? Do not tempt God. Lastly, examples. Examples teach future generations to trust God and not test God. To trust God and not test God. Now, we're going to bring all these things, all these little pieces right here together, because of who the Lord Jesus is. Satan, we know that he is the guy who's been, and if we dealt with him a whole lot right here, we would recognize his character and all that was about him. So let me just kind of capture this. What is our basic? Our battle is with the devil. And remember, when you run into trouble, your battle is not with the individuals. Your battle is going to be with the devil. Remember, as we go through this, that the basic truth is that found is that Jesus is the Son of God. And there's no question about that. And so Jesus, the devil was trying to get him to prove himself. The doctrine that we find here is that the Word of God is the authority for all truth. Now, he teaches us an application here. Refuse to put God to the test. And then he gives us some examples. Some examples that I like to bring to your mind real quick is out in the wilderness, the children of Israel, they murmured against God. God sent some snakes out there and bit them, and they started dying off like flies until a brazen serpent was raised up. God commanded the brazen serpent. Then they looked upon the brazen serpent, and they were survived. In the Old Testament, we found that there were those who tempted God. A family tempted God by saying, "We want to be in charge." And God said, "No, wait a minute. Moses is going to be in charge." And he sentenced them by opening up the ground. And these men fell down into the ground. Don't tempt God. Don't get smart with God. If you get smart with God, then things are going to happen in ways and things that do not approve, that you will not be pleased in. We go and we see in the New Testament, there was a guy named Ananias and Sapphira. They tempted God by lying to God. And what happened to them? They were both killed on the spot. Don't mess with God. Don't mess with God. Don't get smart with God. Because God is in charge. You with me on that now? Okay, now guys, y'all can put it up. Because in John chapter 4, I'd like to read to you a text this morning. In John chapter 14, I'd like to read these words to you. Because I understand and to know the Lord Jesus Christ, it says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You see, sometimes we can get focused in and we get so focused on the problems that the Lord Jesus... Guys, y'all cut the screen off, I'm through. Y'all can... And what we're looking at right here is that we can get so focused in on this that we think Satan... But God wants us to hear something very plain this morning. He says, don't let your hearts be troubled. God wants each and every one of us to be encouraged this day so that we don't have a troublesome heart. The Scripture says in verse 14, it says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Let me ask you a real quick question right here. Do you believe in God? Yeah? Do you believe in Jesus? Then in this year, 2012, then, God is saying to us as individuals, He wants us to be encouraged. Don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Let me give you something. Believe in me. Believe in me. I've got your back. I defeated Satan. Satan lied. I defeated his lie. I've got your back. And so he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. Hey, whoa, wait a minute. Do y'all see the streets of gold? Wouldn't that be neat? How would y'all like to go down and how would you like to slide down on gold? I mean, I can just see those guys, you know, streets of gold. I mean, it's so clear, man. You can see miles down through you, and you're up there just gliding. You're in streets of gold, that which is so beautiful, that which is so pure. All of a sudden, you recognize in my Father's house, I tell you what, folks, I've got a place prepared for you, just for you. In fact, it wasn't completed when Jesus died because He said, I go and prepare a place for you. Just designed for you. I am preparing this place. It is so neat. Just for you. My Father's house. Many mansions. I've got one for you. And listen, not only do I have that one for you, but He says, I'm going to prepare it and I'm going to make it so special, it's going to be just for you. Now, how could God do that? How can God know my name? How can God know how many hairs on my head? Doesn't take Him as long to count my head as it does some folks. You know, but how can God can do it? He's got this place. It's prepared. He says in verse 3, He says, and I go and prepare a place for you. And not only that, not only after I get your place prepared, He says, Scott, I'm coming for you. Miss Flora, I'm coming for you. Tony, I'm coming for you. In my Father's house, I'm coming for you. I know you by name. I know you're so special. And so therefore, I am coming for you. And I'm going to take you home. And I'm going to introduce you to the family of God, which is going to be millions and millions and millions and millions of believers. And then when I do this, He says, I will come again, receive you into myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Wouldn't you like to spend a day with Jesus? How would you like that? If we could just spend a day with Jesus, wouldn't that be neat? How would you like to spend an eternity with Jesus? Hey, that's what He says. That where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Do you know how to get there? You know what I heard a statistic this week? A statistic this week said that 70% of the people in Mississippi are not going to heaven. 70%! And Jesus said very plainly, He says, look, Thomas said, Lord, and I like Thomas. Don't you? Y'all know Thomas? Thomas, he's the disciple in the Bible that was a doubter. I like him because when he asked questions, then Jesus answered. You know, there's a lot of people who are so smart, but they're dumb because they don't ask questions. If you ask questions, you know, all of a sudden people learn. I always figure that if one person asked, six people wanted to ask but didn't have the guts to ask. And so all of a sudden, old Thomas said, Lord! Now, hey, by the way, you know this guy? He's also the guy that when Lazarus was dead, they had to go back to Jerusalem, that area, and they wanted to kill Jesus back in Jerusalem. The disciples were afraid to go back to Jerusalem, afraid they'd be arrested. Thomas is the guy that spoke up and said, okay, guys, let's go back with Jesus and let's die with Him. I like Thomas. Thomas. He was gutsy. He didn't have it all together. He didn't have all the answers. But this is what Thomas did. Said, Lord, Lord, we don't know where You're going. And how can we know the way? How do we do this? Lord, I want to know. Give me some answers right now. Lord, I want to know the way. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way. There's no other way. I am the truth. There's no other truth. I am the life. There's no other life. I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus Christ is saying very plainly, this is how you go on those streets of gold. This is how you go and spend an eternity with Jesus. This is how you go and you put all the pieces together. You follow Jesus, and Jesus says, I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? Well, if you're ready to go, then you got a future out there. Sometimes it's easier when we think about out there because it's so hard where we are right here. Sometimes it's hard to live. We know what the future is, but we got to deal with the present. And so what the Lord Jesus is saying to us right here very plainly, He's saying, look, I got the future, I got the present, I got the way, come with me. Follow me and you will spend time with me. I'll help you here on earth. I'll love you in heaven. And together we'll be with Jesus. A few weeks ago, Caleb, Eric, and Susan. Susan was asked, y'all remember Susan Wolf down in Cameron? Okay. Susan was asked to go to a party. They were going to have a Bible party. And she thought she wanted to be the She wanted to bring some spiritual food. And you know what they asked Susan to do? They asked her to bring cookies. Now what does that do for your ego? Bring cookies? She says, okay, but I'll bring cookies. So what happened is that she went to that Bible party. And by the way, when they have birthday parties, man, they quote Scripture, they read Scripture. Man, they have a time in the Word. But they came together for this party and Susan brought the cookies. And while they were there with the cookies, there was a bunch of kids walking on the side of the road over there. And she hollered out to those kids, hey kids, you want some cookies? And some of them out there on the road just started giggling and laughing. But some of them come in giggling and laughing because they wanted a cookie. And while they were there, the preacher of the church who was there at the party shared with them the gospel of Jesus Christ. And told them the way. Now, these children are coming to the Bible group with the other children. And Susan said on the way home, she says, you know, I really got convicted about this because I thought I needed to do the big thing. But what God wanted me to do was to bring the cookies. And I got the blessing by bringing the cookies. Sometimes, it's the simple things in life that make all the difference. It's the love, it's the call, it's the card, it's the batch of cookies that makes all the difference in the lives of people. Today, the Lord Jesus Christ is saying to us, here's a lesson from the desert. Follow me. Resist the devil. Accept the word. Don't get smart with God. Listen to Him. He's got a home prepared. He's coming after you, but He wants you to follow Him until that day. And if you will follow Jesus, He will bless you here and now in the future. You say, I don't have anything to offer. Well, maybe it's just cookies. Cookies can make all the difference in your life and the life of others. Bring what you've got to the Lord Jesus, and He'll bless it. Let's pray. Father, as we come before You this morning, we come, Lord, with joy in our heart that You have prepared a place for us. And God, because You have prepared that place for us, You're coming again. Lord, I pray that it's in the year 2012. I don't know if it's this year, but I pray that it is. And I pray, Father, for anyone that's not ready, that they'll get ready. Oh God, get ready. You're the way. Lord, there's no other way. You're the truth. There's nothing else we have to look for. You're the life. Oh, you give eternal life. Father, if there's one or more in here this morning that doesn't have eternal life, Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to them, even at this moment. Will speak to them, Lord, and say, here's the truth. And may they be gutsy enough to ask like Thomas, Lord, I don't know the way, but I want to know. And Jesus, you told them. So right now, Lord, as you are speaking to the hearts and minds of individuals, may they know they have a place in heaven, signed, sealed, ready to be delivered. God, it's going to be good. We thank you for the lessons of the desert to live today, but we thank you for the hope of tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, as we share together in a time of invitation, do you know the Lord? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? If you don't know the way, he says, I am the way. Jesus got it. He nailed it down. If you doubt it, just ask Thomas. Today, you can give your life to Jesus Christ. Would you like to do that? If you'd like to give your life to Jesus, I'd like to pray with you. Won't you just come stand with me? Let us pray together. So that's what we can do. If you'd like to give your life to Jesus today, I encourage you. I encourage you. Prayer altar is going to be open. What is God saying to you and to your heart this day? Hey, let's talk to Him. He's waiting to hear from us. Let's stand.